Design for Murder by Carolyn G. Hart. This book is read by Kate Redding. 1. The typist nodded. It was finished. As neat a design for murder as could be envisioned. Murder with malice. To be enjoyed by a select group. Well, wasn't it deserved? For an instant, the writer hesitated. Was public humiliation deserved? There was no question as to the answer. And perhaps the effect would be to break the pattern of silken domination, to end the ruthless manipulation masked by charm. A gloved hand gently loosened the last sheet from the typewriter. It was an agreeable irony that the plan should be typed on the old machine that sat in the corner of the director's office of the Chastain Historical Preservation Society. Should these pages ever be linked to this particular typewriter, it would reveal only that the manuscript had been produced on a machine easily accessible to the cream of Chastain's social hierarchy. When the pages were neatly folded and placed in the waiting envelope, the writer read the cover letter again, then painstakingly traced a signature. It took only a moment to slip the letter inside and seal the envelope. Everything was in readiness. As soon as the mystery expert was officially hired, the letter could be mailed. The writer looked up at a wall calendar which pictured the Pritchard House, one of Chastain's oldest and loveliest antebellum mansions. A crimson circle marked April 7. 2. Idell Gordon tugged restlessly at her sheets. She should have gone to the dentist. Well, too late now. The upper right back molar throbbed. She kept her eyes squeezed shut, hoping for the blessed release of sleep. But sleep...